Chrysanthemum Cliff, 40% of engagements happen between Thanksgiving and Valentine's Day. When did you and Brett and Mary Brooke get engaged?
On Valentine's Day.
There you go. I love this. I became officiated to do weddings a couple years ago. And I have done a way.
Cool.
And I have done a few. I love love. And I've been doing the officiating, and this is kind of my like solicitation season. So I'm super into it. However, I am aware that a lot of people are not into it because they're single and they're watching all of their friends and loved ones get engaged, be happy. Facebook is abundant. And it's a hard time, especially when you're going to holiday events with your family and your maybe older family members are like, when are you going to settle down? And it's so frustrating. So I'm going to give you a statistic, single friends, that maybe you can mic drop. Maybe you can have a mic drop moment when your family's making you crazy. New study finds that the average, quote unquote, decent date night costs $196.
Dang. And
if you add up the amount of money that coupled people are spending on each other, $3,400 a year.
That's insanity.
I know. It counts for us too, Cliff, because we're in a couple. So like you're essentially spending $3,400 a year on Brett and Mary Brooke.
I am definitely not, but don't tell her because
that's
a bad thing.
So when your family makes you nuts, just be like, what's up? I'm rich. I'm moguling. I'm focused on me. I don't need to be dating. I don't need to be dropping $196 on a night out. I'm going to Taco Bell. Or whatever.
That's crazy. I had no idea.
A little for everyone. So yes, if you're in love, amazing. I'm in it with you. Weddings, love them. But if you're single, I feel that too. You know, save your money. Be amazing. Work on you.
Wow. Nuts. I'm going to talk about cities. This is the 50 best Christmas towns in every single state. I could go through all 50, but that's a very long list. So I thought maybe I'd just touch on places that you or I have lived. So
okay.
You've lived in Washington. You've lived in Iowa. You've lived in, where else have you lived?
New Jersey.
Atlanta.
Oh, sorry. Georgia. I always say Atlanta is like its own state.
It is.
So different.
Beautiful city, though.
Nebraska is on the list.
Okay, perfect. So I'll try and remember those. So the first one is Florida, where I am currently, and it's St. Augustine, and it looks stunning. St. Augustine is a cool city. It's right on the coast. It's kind of up by Jacksonville. It is the oldest city in the United States. It was founded in like 1565, so really, really, really old. And they go hard. Their thing is called the Night of Lights, runs from November to January, and it's amazing. If it wasn't like 2 hours away from here, I would go. On the other hand, Christmas, Florida is only like a half hour from my house, and that seems way more manageable. So,
well, and if you are in the Florida area and you're one of the people getting engaged over the holidays, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day, go to St. Augustine. It's beautiful.
Beautiful city. Absolutely beautiful city. So Georgia, I do not know how to pronounce this city. DeLonga, maybe? DaHlonega, Georgia?
I don't know either.
A number of Hallmark movies have been filmed there, and it is the home of the old-fashioned Christmas fest. It sounds like it's pulled right out of a Hallmark movie. Let's see. I have lived in Illinois.
Yes.
The best one there is Galena, Illinois. It is a postcard-like downtown right between... Actually, it's pretty close to you. It's on the Wisconsin and Iowa border. So
a lot of my friends go on weekends getaways there just because most of the year. And I haven't made it out there yet.
It's time to go. Night of the Luminaria and Living Windows is their holiday celebration. So Iowa, Pella, I believe, P-E-L-L-A.
Yes.
It is a Dutch kind of town founded by Dutch immigrants. Their big Christmas thing is taking a tour of the Vermeer windmill, the tallest operating windmill in the United States.
Something interesting about Pella. Pella has almost year-round attractions. So they have a tulip festival in the spring.
Love tulip festivals.
Pella is where Pella windows are made.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, if you've ever heard of Pella windows. And during Christmas time, they've got the Christmas. So, yes, Pella, shockingly, it's not a large place. You know, it's not one of the bigger cities in Iowa, but yeah, they have got it going on.
Love it. I lived in Michigan for a while, and the big Christmas city in Michigan is called Frankenmuth. I've been there. It is stunning. It is worth going to go to Bronner's, which is the biggest Christmas store in the United States. It is like a fever dream. They like built a building and then were like, we need more space. And so they built another building and connected it with a hallway and then built another building and another building and another building. And I don't think they've ever stopped. Eventually, it's just going to eat the entire state. Every single Christmas ornament you could ever want lives there, along with a ton of really creepy animatronics that I think they bought from malls in the 90s after they phased out having creepy mall animatronics. Absolutely worth it. Really cool store, though. It's called Michigan's Little Bavaria. It is just amazing. So if you end up kind of in the middle of nowhere in Michigan, it's like 2 hours north of Detroit, absolutely worth going to. I only went once and I always regret that. Let's see. Where else have I lived? Oh, Nebraska. You lived in Nebraska.
Yes.
So their Christmas city is Nebraska City, Nebraska, just a little bit south of Omaha. The Arbor Lodge State Historical Park is the place you want to be. They also have a Winter Wonderland Festival with a big parade and Santa's Workshop and all sorts of amazing things. So go to Nebraska City, New Jersey. Cape May, New Jersey.
Oh, Cape May is nice, yes.
Beautiful Victorian architecture and the Christmas Candlelight House Tour. Let's see. Utah is, interestingly enough, Park City, Utah, which I lived in for about 4 years. I lived right outside of it. It is a ski resort up in the kind of the mountains above Salt Lake City. Very cold, so cold. And it gets a lot of snow, which is why I moved to Florida. I don't ever need to see snow again. They claim that they have a big 2 week holiday extravaganza. They did not have that when I lived there. So I missed out on all of the magic, but c'est la vie. And finally, the Washington is Leavenworth, which I have never been to. I assume you have.
I don't remember.
Oh, no.
I'm
neither
blanking
of us been to
out.
Leavenworth. Oh, no.
I wonder if I did an Oktoberfest there once. I wasn't there for Christmas time, though. I'm 100% sure I didn't go for Christmas.
So my son Carter actually went out to Washington for Thanksgiving to hang out with one of his friends for about a week. And they went to Leavenworth and he sent me back pictures of it. It looks stunning. It's another kind of Bavarian village. It's kind of central Washington. Heather and I talked for probably 2 years about writing a Hallmark movie set in Leavenworth.
And we never went there. You know why? Went. Because we were so busy with 10,000 Christmas things.
Exactly.
When we worked for a literal Christmas radio station. So
absolutely. They have a Nutcracker Museum and a Christmas lighting festival. So check it out if you're in Washington or anywhere around there. There's a bunch of other ones. I'll put this article in the thing. So if you know, you happen to live in a city that Heather or I didn't live in, you can find yours.
I'm going to tell you what not to serve Christmas candy-wise tomorrow, Cliff.
Is it the possum-flavored candy?
No.
So there's other candy you shouldn't serve.
According to candystore.com, I don't know.
All right. Well, we're getting to the point in time where you have to think about what you're going to do with all your Christmas decorations after Christmas, unless you're me, in which case that comes, like I said, closer to Valentine's Day. But we've got some ideas.